One of the things that's changed so dramatically is this issue of technology and kids. And I have a real heart for the concern about little kids spending way too much time playing video games or just sitting in front of screens in general.
Yes. I see a lot of parents who actually use these kind of things as babysitters.
Yeah, yeah. Life is crazy. And sometimes it's okay for the kid to do a little bit of it, but, you know, so we can get something else done. But the bottom line is if that's what you're depending on, boy, there's going to be some big problems for this kid in a number of areas as they grow.
I'm thinking brain development is one.
Yeah. Little kids' brains develop by through action, by moving large muscles, not just their little fingers, but running around and out in the yard and playing with their brother and sister, with the dog, or building things with Legos and stuff like that. That's how the brain really develops. What we've really done is created a bunch of kids who are really good at watching or interacting with a screen, but really find real life pretty dull.
Yeah, and they find their teachers dull. You know, my teacher's mean, she's boring, she doesn't play videos, she expects me to sit down and do something. Well, and this brain has already been developed, and it's overloaded with neurons and neuropathways that are basically dedicated to watching, being entertained, as opposed to learning and curiosity and that.
Yeah, yeah. Years ago, kindergarten teachers would say, you know, I can spot the kids that don't have a TV in their house, or maybe their parents have pretty tight limits over how much TV is being watched. And now the teacher's saying, I can spot the kids whose parents play with them and do other things besides all the video games. And those kids are just head and shoulders above the rest of the kids in terms of social skills, academic skills, self-control across the board. And so we want to be clear, I don't believe that technology is a bad thing, and there's some videos that are quote-unquote fairly educational, and even some little video games that teach some good things, but it's no substitute for real life. And the brain just does not grow in the same way when they're sitting in front of the screen as it does when they are really interacting and hands-on stuff. And so if somebody says, you know, sit your kid in front of this video or this video game is going to teach them all these great things, probably wise to say to yourself, well, might be fun for the kid to do for a little while, but that's not how they're going to learn most effectively.
And it'd probably be great for the guy who's trying to make money selling that stuff to you.
Yeah. There was, I won't mention the name of the series, but there was one that was quite popular for a while where they, they guaranteed that if your kid sat in front of this thing, they would become exceptionally smart. And they ended up getting sued over the issue because it was really some pretty false advertising there. But, and so, again, I want to have some tight limits on that. The kid should not be doing that stuff unsupervised. I mean, it's just amazing the negative stuff they can stumble upon.
Something?
Yeah.
Well, here's a thing that teachers are telling me. They say, you know, I've taught for a while, and it used to be the kids would say, I'm bored, what can I do? She said, a lot of the kids say, I'm bored, what can I watch? During the first 3 years of life, during that critical time, very, very, very limited amount of screen time.
Yeah.
Preferably none.
Yeah.
And then we can start expanding it a little bit at a time after that.
And it's good for them as they grow to have more exposure to it so they can learn some self-control, too.